Hey, good morning, Playhouse of the Morning. 194, the number one hit music station. Zero, MEK. We are commercial free for about the next hour and a half. Celebrity Sizzler yet this hour. Kind of a weird new wedding tradition that's coming forward. That a little while on the Playhouse as we're commercial free. First, though, group therapy with Playhouse family member Rebecca, seeking your advice / feedback on what exactly?
Hey, good morning. Well, here's the deal. My husband and I, we are in a little bit of a disagreement about our daughter's 18th birthday.
Got it. In what way?
Well, my daughter told me that she and her friends know this guy that will put on private dance performances for groups of women. And she wants to hire him for her birthday.
So like an exotic dancer, basically.
Basically, yes. And trust me, I was completely caught off guard at first when she told me. But if that's what keeps this group of girls hanging out at the house on an 18th birthday party instead of running out all around town doing God knows what with God knows who, I kind of talked myself into agreeing to this. And since it was going to be in our home, I did tell her, I said, honey, you can totally have this guy come do this. I'm cool with it. But only your friends who are 18 are allowed to be at this part of the party. And she wasn't nuts about that. But I felt like I had to put some rules down. And I felt like that was the right thing to do as a mom. So here's where the trouble comes. I mentioned to my husband that we have to make ourselves scarce Friday night, and told him about the guy we've hired, and he pretty much freaks out, tells me it's totally inappropriate, and that I've got to put a stop to it.
I mean, I can probably guess the answer to this question, but what are some of his arguments why he didn't like this, or did he not give you any?
Well, he doesn't agree that I should be allowing this to happen in our home, and I think, too, a big part of it is, as he says, well, she's only 18, but he's just having a hard time that his little girl is growing up. And if we had an 18-year-old son, I guarantee you it would be a totally different story.
In terms of people listening, like, what would you like them to get feedback on?
Well, what I'm kind of looking for is just to know that I am not totally screwing up as a mom. I mean, I'm trying to provide a safe environment for her to have a good time. I mean, it's a group of 18-year-old girls, pretty much. Who wants them out doing, you don't know what they're doing. At least I know they're at home and they're safe. Or am I totally just blowing this parenting thing, and my husband's right, and I should put a stop to it?
I'll be honest with you. I think in Fargo, North Dakota, I can't think of a lot of things that they would be doing that's stranger than their mom hosting a male dancer in the basement.
Going to a casino, maybe? Or do you have to be 21 at casinos? I think 18.
Truth be told, I don't know, but I'm sure somebody will text it real quick. I can't say I like it. Amy?
I don't like the idea of having a male dancer for a birthday party. But at the same time, I kind of agree with the mom. Out of everything they could be doing, the dancer is going to be at their house. She's making sure everybody at the party is 18 or older. And
there's nowhere else this could happen. It has to be in mom and dad's basement.
Where do you think would be better? I think that is the safest place.
Oh, golly, that's so weird.
If you're going to go with a dancer, I think that's the best place to do it, at your own home.
Get that poor dad a hotel room or something.
At least he could be there if anything would happen. Have him be upstairs.
That's just so weird.
The guy's not dancing on the dad.
But it's in the basement. He knows his freshly 18-year-old daughter is down there with all her friends.
This is what
gross.
I think. She's 18, so she... It's. Don't you remember when you turned 18 and you just felt like, I could do whatever I want, I'm 18. Boo, yeah!
Somebody said 18 for casinos, 21 for dance clubs.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. What else we seeing for text there? Amy K right out of the gate.
Someone said, I don't fully agree with it, but at least they aren't asking you to go to Canada like I did, where you're exposed to way more. When I was 18, I think I just went and got a tattoo. And my mom even told me, do not come back. You can't live under this roof if you got a tattoo. And I called her on the way home and I said, Mom, I still live with you. I got a tattoo. She said, I knew you were going to do it.
Well, I mean, is that better? Go get the tattoo then.
Do you think that's better? I think they're in. She's the fact that the daughter asked to do it. It's responsible at the parents' house.
And who is this person? They know some guy that dances for money. Why do you know this person? How do you know that?
That is true. How did you become involved with this individual?
How often does he do this? Does he have a day job? I have questions about this gentleman. I'd really like to know more about that guy. 237, it's text 35270. What do you make of her debate she's having with her husband about that going on in the basement? It's Y94.
It's been 24 hours, I need more.
White House of the Morning, Y94, commercial-free, Celebrity Sizzler, not too far off, including a new gig for Josh Duhamel. Right now, though, we're doing a little bit of group therapy with Playhouse family member Rebecca, who detailed to us that her teenage daughter is about to turn 18 and has been brainstorming ideas of fun things to do, and she approached her mom and was like, what if me and my friends brought this guy we know who dances for ladies for money and had a little soiree in the basement of your house, Mom? And she's like, that's not a bad idea. As you can imagine, the husband in this is like, what now? What's happening in our basement? What? And so she's gauging the appropriateness level here, really. At 237, it's text 35270. Good morning. It's Y94. Do you hear us okay? Hello. Okay, hook up the phone. What are we seeing in terms of text messages?
Someone said, why don't you ask the parents of the friends? Someone else said, letting your 18-year-old drink at home is one thing, but having a male dancer is inappropriate. If I were the parent of one of the friends invited, I would definitely not be okay with that. Someone said, I live in Minnesota, and I believe in Minnesota you can go to the strip club at 18. So not totally opposed to this idea, but I believe there should be some rules set. She's already set the rules that everybody has to be 18 or older, but there should also be rules set for the guy that's going to be dancing. And one big thing, is it full nudity, and definitely no inappropriate touching. I don't think it's wrong to ask for the guy's information so the parents can talk to him, and who's paying for this guy.
And maybe all the girlfriends are pooling together. For some reason, Thunder from Down Under doesn't seem weird to me. Thunder downstairs in Mom and Dad's basement, that for some reason just feels so odd to me.
But it's one guy, and how long is this show going to go on? I think it's good that they're just doing it at the parents' house. They're not going out. The person who's comparing having a male dancer come to your parents' house for a birthday party and then drinking, it's not like the parents are supplying these kids with alcohol. I would hope not.
Ugh. Get yourself a house cleaner booked.
What do you think is happening?
I don't know.
I think he's just going to have some little underwear on. Probably no shirt,
get
obviously.
Some sage.
He's going to dance, do his little moves.
Oh, hang on. Because I didn't like what you're doing there. We can do better. Hang on.
What do you think he's going to dance to?
Well, you really don't know what I'm looking for?
No.
Okay.
What's the male dance song? Okay, yeah. Now he's dancing to this. Going around. Grandma's old couch is probably down there. The girls are all sitting on there.
Don't do that to Nana's couch.
Okay, his pants are on. He's just dancing, rubbing his body. They're throwing some dollar bills at him, maybe. And wow, what a wonderful dance that was. And it's going to be awkward because the girls are going to be weird. And they're going to laugh. I don't think it's anything as bad as people are thinking.
Did we reach a consensus, do you feel, for Rebecca?
I mean, I don't think anybody really likes the idea. Someone said, I think the decision made on this will have a direct impact on how many things she hides from you in the future in fear of your reaction. Something to consider as well.
Oh, she's 18. You're not going to know a lot what's going on from now on.
But I think maybe you will. She's being honest with her mom, telling her what she wants to do. I was only honest with my mom most of the time.
Ugh. Somebody said, isn't there some sort of male review thing coming to town soon anyway? I'm sure there is. I think I saw it. I want to say it's at the Sanctuary. I think we're part of it, in fact.
If your daughter and her friends are all 18 plus, why wouldn't they just go to Thunder from Down Under? Aren't they supposed to be coming
that
anyway?
Isn't the one that's coming. Hang on. Let's see.
What? There is a... Is there one at... Oh, you know where it might be? Does the Windbreak do stuff like that?
I have to look it
what
up.
What are you Googling? Male strippers Fargo?
I'm regretting that, yeah. No, there was something that was coming up soon, and now I don't remember all the details on it. It was an email from about a week ago.
Would you rather her go to this at a bar area thing or one guy in your basement?
I guess so.
And the mom could be there to kind of chaperone. Dad could be upstairs.
Yeah, I guess so. I think Dad should get to leave the house.
I think he should be there.
But maybe he wants to go.
He can make some pig and blankets for them to eat later.
I mean, that's
snackies.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I worried about.
Oh, I really should still be in bed.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.